This week in the Missouri Senate, we review legislation that could be a part of both the upcoming extra and veto sessions.
Budget surplus, we passed a $500 million tax refund.
We also gave initial approval to a middle-class tax cut.
For the past several years, Missouri lawmakers have been looking at ways to streamline taxation in our state. During this time, approaches have been taken that address both the corporate and the personal income tax. Some of these mechanisms are based on current economic conditions so as not to adversely affect the state's overall financial health. During this year's regular legislative session, a tax rebate for state taxpayers became a part of House Bill 2090, which Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan supported.
Put money directly back into the pockets of Missouri taxpayers, obviously at a time with skyrocketing fuel costs, inflation, food prices, make something going to be beneficial.
The governor later vetoed this measure. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says the original proposal was much different than what was ultimately passed.
We started at kind of making it look more like the means testing that he did during the COVID stimulus or whatever you want to call it. And it was, I believe, 150, 175 household and then 80, 75, 80 per individual. And I just think that was kind of a no-go. But then at that point, they also stair-stepped out. So what we did was we made it higher, but we also did a cliff.
Lawmakers agreed on a one-time rebate for certain taxpayers. When Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia talked about this concept in April, he offered a cautious approach.
Well, I mean, I certainly love the idea of giving money back to Missourians. I do think there is some concern with how it's done, the mechanism. You know, I think it's one thing to say we want to give $1 billion back to Missourians. I think it's another thing to say, you know, we're going to do it the right way and in a way that stakeholders, DOR, and all the various folks can get on board with. I assume that'll be a conversation that comes up in Appropriations Committee. We'll probably take their lead after that.
Instead of a one-time tax rebate, the governor would now like to see a permanent tax cut made to the state income tax. Senator Rizzo says before this could happen, all of our state's obligations must be met.
I think we have a lot of things that we need to fund. Obviously, putting money into the pockets of people is the best place to put it. But I also think we have bare minimum of responsibilities as a state to make sure that we're fulfilling, like paying teachers, like making sure our roads and bridges are in stable condition, infrastructure issues, different things like that. Public education in general can always use more money, fully funding the transportation formula.
In addition to reducing the top individual tax rate, the executive branch is asking the legislature to raise the standard deduction for married filers and eliminate the bottom tax bracket. The governor also wants lawmakers to extend and create a number of agriculture-related tax credits. Both the extra session and the annual veto session are set to start on Wednesday, September 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.